Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for March 22nd, 2014. And you have been listening to the extraordinary guitar music of Bruce Beckbar, who I have the great pleasure of interviewing. In the name of full disclosure, I must admit that I'm extremely biased in favor of Bruce's music. Actually, every day in my office, I have a morning ritual of playing his CD that you're just hearing from, that he created with his brother Brian for Deepak Chopra. That's what you just heard as we began the show. This is the background music on my iPod speakers while I'm organizing my day in writing. So Bruce has been my best music friend for years, and I thought he lived in Hawaii until this summer when I discovered him at a party in Bozeman, Montana, and found out that he moved here recently. So, wow. Here I am. I get to interview him now. And Bruce will be interviewing Tibetan vocalist Lado, who he'll be doing a concert with this weekend. Hi, Bruce. Are you there?
I certainly am. Hi, Rudy.
Bruce, tell me a little about yourself and that music piece we just heard.
That was the Kafa Morning selection from the album The Magic of Healing. The Magic of Healing is a trilogy. It was a music that was commissioned by Deepak Chopra for his work in Ayurvedic medicine. And basically, he commissioned the work for me in particular as an American, because he wanted to sort of steer away from the Indian connotation. He wanted to create music that was similar to what they used to prescribe in Ayurvedic medicine, which was Indian raga music, but he wanted to to create music that was for Westerners using Western instrumentation. So that piece was for one of the three body styles. There's Vata, Pitta, and Kapha body styles. And the piece that we heard was for the Kapha body style. And it's music to get started, sort of start your day. It's kind of nice, you know.
That energy, that frequency, the reason I love listening to it, it's very upbeat and it's harmonic. It's like the strings, which correspond to the heart chakra. But it's the frequency that's involved with healing, the frequency of healing. I know different massotherapists who play this music while they're giving massages, stimulating massages. And I know that the Ayurvedic system was very attuned to frequencies and healing with music. And this frequency to me is just very part of my morning ritual. I got to tell you, it was the greatest thing in the world running into you over in Bozeman and finding out that you lived here locally. So, I'd like to go more into Lado, what you're doing this weekend, the concert. I understand you've got the concert this weekend. So let me introduce Lado with some of his music, and it'll fade out here in about a minute, and I'll come in and we'll have you introduce Lado then. Harmonic is much more relaxed, and Bruce, I was going to have you introduce Lado after I give a little bit of an orientation to his music from my perspective, which is, my perspective is really intent with understanding and an interest in the harmonics of this music, and the Tibetan vibration frequency, you might say, of a harmonic of the Divine Mother, and a deep meditative. When I say a spiritual vibration, the other clips we're going to play with Lado go into more dimensions of this. I thought, since Lado has extensive background with this music and quite distinguished with what he's already produced with the soundtrack, The 7 Years of Tibet with Brad Pitt, and one of my favorite movies with The Razor's Edge with Bill Murray, the Tibetan music experience, the vibration, the frequency of that, and I'm always thinking in terms of healing and healing frequencies. You know, I have a sensitivity and a sensibility for that of sorts. So I wonder if you would now, Bruce, if you'd introduce Lado and ask him more about the background of his story with this music.
Mm-hmm, certainly. Lado and I first made the connection through a dear friend of ours in the Pacific Northwest, a friend of mine, Alona Selke, called one day and said, "You know, I've met this fantastic singer, Tibetan singer. She was actually over there in Dharamsala at one point." And anyway, she called and said, "I've got this incredible singer. You've got to, you know, hear his music." And I'm thinking about, we're thinking about getting together in the United States, to do some music and explore. And so I listened to the music. She sent me, the link for one of the movies that he was the lead singer in, which is Himalaya, which you can see on Netflix. It's the 1999 Nepalese movie directed by Eric Bali. And it's about the nomadic people of Tibet, and Lodu's voice is featured in that. When I heard that, I just went, wow, this guy's incredible. He's got an amazing vibe and voice and energy. And I immediately connected with it. And so soon thereafter, we found ourselves all together in a beautiful geodesic dome studio in the Pacific Northwest, spending a week together just to explore musically and see what would come out. Little did I know that later on, at the end of the week, we would emerge with 13 songs. I thought maybe we'd be lucky to have one or two songs, but we had, 13 songs, potential material for an album. And that was my introduction to Lodu, and I'll let him speak a little bit more about, his background, et cetera, and what led up to that. So Lodu, let us know a little bit more about your background, especially with the Tibetan Institute of Forming Arts, which you've had a long history of with, which he can tell you more about, mm-hmm. too.
Okay, thank you, Bruce. Mm-hmm. My name is Sering Lodu, and I'm from Dharamsala, India. Pipa was started by His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and very late 59, also early 60. And as you know, what happened to Tibet, so I was selected as a young performer for Tibet, actually. And then I keep performing, and then start traveling. And then in 1991, that was my first tour, and that was kind of a very, very long tour for 6 months. And that was in 1991. And so I've been to the United States for, like, quite many times. And so in TIPA, we have to learn all those... So we do have three provinces, and according to our three provinces, we have a lot of different kind of small towns or states or what do you call it. So somehow I learned everything from TIPA, and I started when I was 9, and then keep performing, and then traveling. And Tipa, it's actually, it sounds like 4 words, but it's quite long. Tibetan Institute of Performing Arts. So in the year, I do believe in the year when Kundun from Disney movies and 7 years Tibet is making. So I got all these kind of opportunities and to be part of those various things, you know. So the 7 years in Tibet, I didn't know if, like, my voice will be in 7 years in Tibet later on. But, you know, we were doing a recording at George Lucas in San Francisco, and I don't know that this is for that, you know. So somehow I was in, luckily. And also happened with the same thing. In 1999, the movie Himalaya was going on, and the shooting was going on, and a couple of friends of mine also are playing in it. So, and in 2000, I think somehow 1900 and something was that. 1999. I mean, like, when I was in Paris, I will say that in 98 or 99, yeah, somehow in between, yeah. Then that was in a time of, like, winter. It's like December the 10th, and the day is for the Universal Declaration, yeah. So it's for the UNESCO kind of stuff. So I was there, down there. And then I have a couple of days, you know, like, three. So I just want to be in Paris and here and there. And I called them up, and then I was selected. And they were interested in my voice, and this is okay. We'll meet. So first time when I met them, it was like a funny story. The producers and the composer was supposed to come and pick me up, but producer came and picked me up, and I went to his house and sang a couple of, you know, different kind of songs. Like, we do have Tibetan opera, the classical song, the nomadic song, and harvest, you know, and the couple. So I sang, and then maybe he was happy, and then I was elected. And then he said first one song, and then later it became 19 songs. So maybe you can listen it on that CD. Yeah.
Could we hear another one of your songs now?
Beg your pardon?
Let's listen to Lado, another one of your songs in the sequence. I believe this one's called. Let's see. This one would be called Tibetana. Tibetana. Could you tell us a little bit about that song?
The title track.
Oh, Tibetana, yes.
Yeah.
Tibetana came out like, I was, yeah, again, I was in France, and then I was lucky to have help from a couple of musicians over here in the United States. And then I called my friend, and then, oh, yeah, this will happen, and somebody's coming up from Montana. And I said, oh, my God, who's that? Because I've never met, to be honest, as a Bruce, you know, like, he's a Bruce Beckwar. And sometimes we know him as an Aria. So, and so somehow, that album came out like, you know, I was needing the help, and then I was looking for musicians, you know, to help me out, to bring something new to this world, or, you know, something like that can help to, you know, like help to relax from my music. And then I was also like on that part, you know, sometimes when you also, when I also listen music, you know, like, so I feel some, I think that that can help me relax from the music itself, you know. So so I do a practice of that, and then I sing. So somehow, and then something came out in 2010, and I was here for a recording, and I didn't know, like, how many songs that I had to do, and there's no plan, kind of like, the music is there maybe, but, you know, we are two people who's going to add something on that. So that was, like, later I found Bruce Beckwer and me. So we were there, and I met him at the airport, went to pick him up, you know, so came back at the house, and you know, excited for the next morning, you know. But that's, I think he mentioned already that there was 13 songs playing, and I think, like, we've done more than that, so in a couple of days, yeah.
Yeah. So this Tibetana is one of the selections from the album?
That's the title track of the album, yeah.
The title track. Could we listen to that?
Yes.
Let's listen to that now. Now, Bruce, that was you playing with Ladon?
Yes, I'm playing the melody and the lead guitar in that. And I was going to ask Loda if you would speak about the meaning of the words in that particular song. It's such a beautiful melody, and he sings it so beautifully.
Yeah.
There's some harmonies. We did some overdubs and some harmonies there. But speak to us about the meaning of the lyrics in that song.
It's something very simple that I made it with this. So I was there and trying to make the words also, like, you know, the lyrics, you know. So it's like, look up the high mountains, maybe whatever you are wishing may come true, you see. May the dream comes true, you know. And while you're looking up the mountains, or to see the, you know, whatever you are wishing for, you see.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful.
Do you have another piece called Illumination? Could you give us a little bit of an introduction to that?
Illumination, yeah. I just want to see if you guys can play it out for maybe, I don't know.
Let me play it, okay? Let's listen to that now. first time, I was thinking of the sound of some of the Native American songs, and some of the harmonics kind of tied me into that, and I thought of how Tibetan sand paintings and Hopi sand paintings and the common factors in the culture with the geometric sand paintings and the geometric symbols used by the Hopi and the Navajo Indians. And I just kind of went into that space listening to that music that is like, this is East meets West. Bruce, is that you playing the guitar in the background?
Yes. Playing some rhythm guitar there and a little bit of lead guitar. And of course, we brought on some effects that one of the things that I enjoy doing in the studio is creating an ambiance and effect. And Lodi's voice just, blended so beautifully in there, the different some of the different layers of the effects and his heartfelt singing. So I never get tired of hearing that piece. And I mean, the album, often I'll just play the album and it'll just take me into that space. So I really enjoy having it on heavy rotation.
Now, this is a separate album, Illumination?
No, this is a piece from the Tibetana CD. Yeah, there's 12 selections. 12 songs on the Tibetana CD, and Illumination is actually piece number 9. We originally started with a pre-release just to get the album out and get it out, and that one had, I think, about 9 selections, and then we signed the CD to the Namaste Records label out of Europe, and so now it's it is formally published and out there, and so it's available on Amazon as well as Lodu's website, which is Rolang, Roylang. Is that right? Did I spell it right? Roylang.com.
I'll put that up on the website with the show information, that they can get it either place. Now you referenced that, so that one's available. Now you referenced you have another 18 songs that you and Lodu did recently that you're talking about publishing soon.
Well, there's some new songs. Lodu can give you more information on that. We have continued to work with our co-producers, Don Paris and Alona Selke in the Pacific Northwest, who we worked with and created this Tibetana first album with. Lodu has continued to work with Don in creating some other pieces. I will, step in and do a little bit of pre-production and kind of add my own touch at that point too, as well. But those songs are largely done. I don't play so much on those, but I'll probably, add my 2 cents or some ambiance, or we'll see, what naturally comes in working on that particular project. But there is this follow-up CD, which is, largely done, which was slated for perhaps next year, early next year or late this year. I'm not sure. Lodu, tell us a little bit about that one. Are you there,
Hello?
Lodu? Yes. Tell us about your new material. New material that you're working on with Don.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a few things has been done already, and the Tibetana, the title came like very nice, and we are hoping to have Tibetana 1, Tibetana 2, and then maybe the third, or maybe, I don't know. So somehow, so we have already recorded the Tibetana 2. It's time to polish it a little bit and to make it more, valuable and also a quality, to the audience that who's going to listen it. And so I'm trying my best on that. And they're coming soon, I think end of this June or somehow. So we're going to work on that and see whatever the problem, you know, the negatives that we had found from the past CD, we'll try to fix this time and then try to work on that and then to bring a good kind of relaxation music.
Yeah. Well, the harmonics in almost all the music to me is extremely, when I say balancing or relaxing, it's got that the kind of harmonics that just, well, they send me. and I was going to ask here, there's this other tune that you have called Om Tare. Is that from the Tibetana? Another piece from the Tibetana CD called Om Tare? Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It's a new version of Om Tare, yeah.
Let me play that. Let's play that now. I think we've got it queued up. Behind that, Bruce Ledeau?
Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Res Soha. Ledeau, give us a little bit of background on this particular version of the Om Tare mantra, I guess, if you will.
Yeah, it's kind of a production and you know, like whenever you travel, or what do you call it? Whenever you go to a mission, not mission, but what do you call it? The direction or whatever. So we used to, you know, like we want to get there, you know, like safely, and so that's the mantra, you know, that we always try to recite. And the younger generation, there might be a big, or maybe a huge, a different meaning behind that mantra, but we always accept as, you know, as a protection. So normally when you travel or when you are in a plane or when you are in, what do you call it, like you're walking midnight, you know, like somebody's nowhere, so it's kind of like, you know, like superstitious, but I mean, like, but you pray that mantra and then you feel good and then you arrive at the destination, you know. So this is like from my side of explanation, but there are hundreds of explanations how to explain about that particular mantra.
And Tara is one of the female deities, sort of the
it's Green Tara, yeah.
Green Tara, yeah, one of the emanations of Buddha, and mother of liberation.
21, yeah, it was 21, yeah.
It sounds to me like a centering and connecting harmonic, like Om Mani Padme Om. and you know, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. It's kind of a classic.
Om Mani Padme Hum is kind of a universal. Now it became as a universal kind of mantra, but I mean, like the simple explanation of that six word is the jewel in the heart of lotus. So that's a simple kind of like explanation.
Beautiful. Yeah, that would definitely be a centering and connecting harmonic. Well, we've got here about another 10 minutes left. I wanted to get a little bit of a understanding of the concert that you're doing at Pilgrim Congregational Church. You're also going to have Namong Kechog. He's a flautist. He's going to be performing. Now this is this weekend, the 22nd, and I understand it's going to be at in Bozeman, Montana. Those who are listening to this locally will be attending. And we haven't heard from Nawang yet. He's not on the show tonight, but we have a music clip from him. Let's play that now before we discuss more about the concert. Could you and Lodu give a little background on Nawang?
Yeah, Nawang Kechog, actually first Tibetan Grammy nominee.
Really?
Yeah, and he's considered the most renowned Tibetan flautist in the world. He's won numerous awards, you know, from Tibet, India, Nepal, and the United States. And Lodu, you want to speak a little bit about your connection with Nawang Kechog?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Nawang came to my life kind of like, you know, as a... he was in Australia. I heard like that. And then I was an artist and young, you know, very little. So he used to come to Dhamsala and he played for us, you know, so... So I used to be a very good friend of him. So I became a very good friend of him. And so I used to walk in you know, like in the city or the town, you know, wherever the big guys walk, you know, the small or the young, you know, whatever that he fetches, that I, you know, like, and try to help him. So young, Nawang knows me since I was like, you know, young at TIPA, and he used to come up and he flute shows, and I was always watching, and then seeing like, hey. And then, you know, like, I was really wondering to, like, wow, how he's playing, he's doing this and this, so, you know. And finally, in 2013, I think we were both together on the same stage, and performing the, you know, like the song that we have never produced in our life, you know. So he told me to come up on stage, and he told me like, "Hey, I'm going to do this, and you guys just going to come in and do that." And I said, "Okay," but I've never tried it, you know. So it was like a challenge. So I mean, he liked it, and so that's how. You know, I do really respect this guy, and now I'm performing with him. You know, and also there's an age difference. You know, like he's maybe 15 or 20 plus of mine, and I'm younger. So it's kind of like passing the, you know, the terms or the conditions or whatever you guys call it here in U.S. To delivering, you know, your knowledge to a younger generation, and then I may also be happy to pass it to someone that wants to have it, you know. So Ngawang is kind of like really my great master, or as a, you know, that I always, you know, follow his way of performing and path. And I've seen him in televisions. I've seen him not only playing live, but I've seen him in many, many different ways. Yeah,
Ngawang Ketchug has a beautiful, deep, meditative, powerful resonance in his flute playing. I mean, you can tell he's coming from a very powerful space when he plays. So it's great to partake, especially in the live performance.
Yeah. And then I mean, like, when you play that kind of like rhythm, that's what I meant, you know, like that gives me something that, you know, I really want to sing on that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Bruce, I was going to have you, I've got a few minutes here. I'd like to have you pretty much sum it up with what we're doing here with your concert this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this weekend, Saturday the 22nd, 7 o'clock, at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, Bozeman, Montana, which is located at 2118 South 3rd in Bozeman. And the focus of this concert is, the official title is Tibetan Music for Peace and Harmony. That's what both artists will be focusing on. And that's sort of the dedication for this concert. 7 o'clock show, $15 per ticket. You can also get tickets in advance at if you go to brightstarevents.net, brightstarevents.net, and you'll see more information about that. Also, Ngawang is giving a workshop on Sunday the 23rd at 1 o'clock at Pilgrim Congregational Church, so you can see more information about that as well on brightstarevents.net. He's doing a workshop called Awakening Kindness, and so you can learn more about that on the website too as well.
And definitely, those who are interested can get the album, the CD, Tibetana, I understand, on both Amazon and on the website that we'll be providing on the show information page for the show. So either way, I'm really grateful for both of you being on the show today. I'm so grateful for what you're doing with this, with the concert, with your music. I really want to keep informed as to your new material coming out. I'm just so pleased to have you on the show, Bruce, and
thank you.
And very grateful for what you're doing. Thank you, Lodo, for all you've done and all you're doing, and my blessings go to you and Ngawang Ketchug for this weekend. Your beautiful vocal music and flute music has been an inspiration and is an inspiration to all of us. So thank you for being on the show. Thank all for listening. And we're going to finish up with a meditation here for the next 10 minutes of the show. God bless you all. Happy trails until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.